before I answer that question, Arthur, I want to know for sure whether you damn put to me as an inquiry or an invitation.
Well, there was nothing said about an invitation to drink, because if it was up to me to treat, I'd certainly have to telegraph my baby.
Well, I guess I'll have to telegraph my baby. I need the money bad, indeed I do. I'll telegraph my baby, she's a dinner when they made it, then I won't have to walk back home.
Gentlemen, be seated.
Say, Harry, has you forgotten all the rules of conventionality?
What's the matter, Arthur?
Man, I sure was ashamed of you on the train this morning when you used that fat man's toothbrush.
Well,
how was I to know what was his? I thought it belonged to the company. Say, Albert, is your cousin Lucy going to the ball this evening?
Sure she is.
Does your mind of telling us all what she's going to wear?
Why, nothing. Well, that is a speak-off.
Mr. Collins will sing, "I Want to Go Back to the Land of Cotton."
Don't you hear them steamboats blowing? Back down yonder, eyes are going. Take me when you go. Where the moon is shining bright, and my heart filled with delight. And the birds are singing in the trees, and the darkies am humming all the day. It's a long ways back to dear old Mammy's knee.
I long for home, sweet home.
For I want to go back to the land of cotton,
where my mammy and the pappy, they is never forgotten.
That's where the sun forever shines.
Old New York may be mighty fine with a billion lights, so how they shine.
You're going to spend this year, Arthur, for Christmas presents, huh?
Don't you talk to me about Christmas gifts. It done make a chill run up and down my spine every time I think about it.
Why, everyone believes in you giving Christmas presents to their friends and their sweethearts.
Not me. Gives me a nervous prostration every time I think of that terrible thing that happened to me last Christmas.
What happened to you last Christmas, ma'am?
Well, it happened this way. I bought a beautiful pair of 18 button gloves from a sweetheart and a splendid pair of woolen socks from a father. Then I goes me home and I writes this letter to my gal. Dear Petronella, I am sending you for Christmas a beautiful present. If that don't happen to go on easy, why, just blow in them.
What is there about that to make you feel so mad, huh?
Why, man alive, that done sent her the woolen socks.
Closing chorus.
I dare you fool, take a